Praise 104.1 is DC station for inspiration. I'm Denise Hill, and I have the honor of being on the phone right now with Congresswoman Eleanor Holmes Norton. How are you today?
I am good, although very saddened by the passing of my friend Marion Barry, and my heartfelt condolences go out to his family.
Yes, we're fighting here at Radio One not to make it a somber occasion, but a celebration of his life and you being so close to him for so many years. Can you give us something about the person, not the politician, but the person that perhaps we don't know?
Well, I can tell you that the person would want his life to be celebrated. That's why he wrote that book. That's why he was going to appear on the Oprah show this very day, the day he died. That's why he defied all of the reports that have been critical of his administration. He believed that he had done good for the people, and obviously he did do a lot of good, even though his tenure in office was unusual, to say the very least. He did this, though. He inspired people. He endeared people to him. They identified with him. They identified with his own struggles. His own struggles seemed to personify the struggles of some of our residents. So instead of criticizing him, they embraced him, forgave him, and kept reelecting him.
Hence the title, Mayor for Life.
That's right, and he meant to see that happened, too. He came as close to that as anyone is ever going to come, I believe.
Wow. His legacy, we continue to talk so much about the legacy that he left in Washington, D.C., and there are so many young people, included in those who have the story of having summer jobs and not being on the street doing crazy things, but having a productive place to go, and stories of elderly people who were able to have a way to get out and go vote because he made sure that they were able to have transportation and just so many familiar stories. What do you see his legacy being?
Well, his legacy is very rich because he was mayor for so many times. Is it three or four? I've stopped counting. But the Marion I will remember is the Marion whose vision I got to know when I was a kid and he was a kid in SNCC, the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. That's a vision of a man who was moved by those who had been left out of society. He started in the South where he saw the most left out. And it's interesting that before the Civil Rights Movement was over, he had his eye on that one city, which even if they had conquered everything in the South, would have been left out. So he moved up south to the District of Columbia because the District of Columbia would have been left out in any case because it had no member of Congress. It had no mayor or city council. It had no home rule government. He saw that as the next place to conquer, and he moved here from the South without any familiarity with the city and made it his own.
There are so many people who are talking now about picking up the torch and making sure that his legacy and his work is not left in vain and the work continues to go forward. What is that thing that he would want everyone to know and continue to press towards achieving?
Well, I think he would want to keep our eyes on those who most needed government. I mean, that's why Marion, when he could no longer be mayor, decided that the one ward he wanted to represent was Ward 8, because he saw that ward as exemplifying his life's work to help those who needed the most help. And I think he would keep the council and the city focused, particularly in this period, when we have income inequality of the worst kind, of the kind we've never seen. He'd want to keep us focused on the poorest of the poor, on the people who have the least in our society.
Congresswoman Eleanor Holmes Norton, we thank you so much for your time. We thank you for the voice that you are for the District of Columbia among our Congress. We appreciate all that you do, and we thank you as being a part of this celebration in the life of Marion Barry.
Oh, and I thank you. Goodbye.
Take care. Celebrating the life of Marion Barry. We're Praise 104.1.